The Braves and the Mets from SunTrust Park on Tuesday. Matt Harvey squaring off with former Mets Cy Young winner R.A. Dickey, who finds trouble early in this one.
Tonight, the 1-0 hit high in the air to right field, pretty deep. Going back, Markakis, way back to the wall. It is gone, a home run. Jay Bruce hits one over the 16-foot wall beyond the 375 mark in right center field. For Bruce, his 8th home run of the year, and the Mets have a 2-0 first inning lead. He is running the payoff pitch, it high in the air, deep to right, down the line. It's gone if it's fair, and it is a home run. Freddie Freeman with a 2-run homer, and he hit it into that party house out there behind the patio seating down the right field line. And so last night, whereas the teams traded solo home runs in the first inning, tonight they have traded 2-run homers. Bruce for the Mets, and now Freeman with his 10th home run of the year for the Braves has immediately tied this game 2-2.
Arno setting up shop on the inside. 1-2 is looped in the air. Right field, going to drop, base hit. One run scores, they're looking for two. Bruce firing. It is going to be cut off by Rivera right near the pitcher's mound. 2 runs are in. And the Braves are taking it to Harvey yet again. It is 6-3 Atlanta.
2-0 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit to left. Kemp going back. This one may go. Grand slam, Jay Bruce. He hit it to the opposite field between the 375 and the 385 signs. Bruce with his second home run of the night, a grand slam. He's driven in 6, and guess what? This is a 2-run game now. The Braves' lead is cut to 9-7. Johnson, the overhead windup, the pitch, swung on and missed strike 3, and the ball game is over. So he went to his change to strike out Walker, and the Braves have evened up this 4-game series at a game apiece. In the 9th inning for New York, 4 runs, 4 hits. No errors, nobody left. Final score, the Atlanta Braves 9 and the New York Mets 7.
The Braves take it 9-7 as R.A. Dickey is now 3-0 in 3 career starts against his former Mets team with a 2.95 ERA in those outings. The Mets have lost each of Matt Harvey's last 4 starts. His ERA on the season balloons to 5.14. Terry Collins was pleased with how his team battled back in the 9th inning, but otherwise there was not a lot to smile about following a 9-7 loss to the Braves on Tuesday night.
Well, it started pretty much, I think, during BP. I watched him swing in BP, and he took one swing, and you could see him flinch his wrist, and the line drive to right field, I saw him, as soon as he let go of the bat, I saw him, you know, move his hand. The stuff you do when you, like, you feel something. So he came off the field, and I said, "What'd you do?" And he said, "Oh, my wrist's a little sore." And then he went out during the inning and came back in, and he said, "I can't swing anymore," so we got him out.
Has this been something that has been lingering or just acted up again?
Well, I think just acted up. I mean, guys had a pretty good road trip, so it's just, as far as I know, it just started today.
This might not be related to the one he was battling from a couple weeks ago.
Same thing.
Good.
Terry, what's concerning you the most right now about Matt?
Well, Steve, to be honest, today the ball came out of his hand pretty good. It's command. I mean, you're just watching him, you know, when this guy's on, what made him so good was great stuff and great command. And right now he has, stuff's coming back, but the command's not there. It's real inconsistent. His secondary pitches are real inconsistent, and that's what he's got to get a feel for, because if you can't get those over, and you know, you throw, I don't care how hard you throw, but at this level and with some of these hitters, they're gonna hit the ball hard.
Sure,
he just sit on the fastball.
He has 5 strikeouts in his last 3 starts. Earlier in the year,
that's kind of my whole thing. You know, I think he's getting too much plate, Matt. I think there's too many balls, you know, more on the plate than on the sides. So they're getting good pitches to hit.
Matt Harvey was staked to a 2-0 lead before ever throwing a pitch, but quickly gave up that lead en route to 5 1/3 ineffective innings. The right-hander shared his thoughts following a 9-7 loss to the Braves on Tuesday.
You know, I think there was a lot of different things we worked on this past week that, definitely might have had something to do with that. I think today was the best I've felt in a long time. I think that, I could throw the ball the way I wanted to, and you know, I felt like it was coming out better than it has in a couple of years. And you know, just as you said, like, just locating that, getting behind guys, you know, I think it's just fine-tuning that.
So that being said, for you, was this a pretty encouraging night despite the result?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we win, you know, last night, and we get a two-run lead in the first, and, you know, I want to go out there and do everything I can to keep them off the board, and regardless of mechanics or, you know, whatnot, my job is to get people out. And I think for me, it's definitely a positive the way it was coming out, and the velocity was there pretty much the whole time. I felt like I was able to repeat things the right way, and you know, just definitely fine-tuning that and working towards next weekend.
Anything specific that you did in order to make that happen? You said you were working on some things mechanically. Was it something that you did this time?
Yeah, I think we you know, we went back and looked at some video. I was fighting myself so badly last week with, you know, all sorts of different things. I think I kind of had a bad habit still locked in there from last year that, you know, when I got in pressure situations, it kind of crept into my head. But overall, I think, you know, today, every pitch was the mechanics that we worked on this week. So for me, that's a positive.
Travis d'Arnaud was behind the plate working with Matt Harvey on Tuesday and also went hitless in three at-bats as he discussed the Mets' setback to the Braves.
The lineout I had to write, I felt something funky in my wrist, so tightened up, tried to go out there for the next half inning, but it didn't loosen up, so I just said something to Terry.
Terry said he saw something in BP, you playing around with it a little bit. Has this lingered for you a little bit?
No, just today. Just kind of flared up a little bit during the game and just wouldn't loosen up, so I said something.
No. Mets try to bounce back on Wednesday behind Jacob deGrom as he battles former Met Bartolo Colon.